And right now I am talking about Potential Space, which is a brand new exhibition held in the old Kennards self-storage warehouse in Ultimo. So the exhibition will feature artists who explore space and bodies in various ways across sculpture, ceramics, video and paint, all hidden away behind identical doors. So I'm joined by both of the curators of the exhibition. I've got Kathleen Lynn and Sarah Hibbs. Good morning to you both.
Hi.
Good morning.
So I think a very apt place to start would maybe be Kennards self-storage. How do we get there and why?
Well, I think it started off as a conversation about the concept of the show. So Kathleen approached me and she said, hey, I heard about this really cool concept in biology, which is potential space. And we were speaking about the concept and the theme. And from there, we thought this would be really awesome to host it in a storage facility. And we decided from that point on that it had to be held in a storage facility. And my partner, Austin, he used to tutor Sam Kennard's daughter's math. And I was like, hey, maybe I approach Sam and say, why don't we do this thing? And he was really open to it.
Pays to be connected.
Yeah, totally.
So you mentioned biology in terms of the concept of potential space.
Yeah, definitely. So potential space is a concept that comes from biology, and it is a concept that talks about spaces in our body that are normally pressed closely together, such as our lungs or the uterus, spaces like that that, are ordinarily pressed closely together but have the capacity to expand and sort of have an infinite capacity. So as we fill our lungs with air, they expand. Also, the body can accommodate a whole, baby developing. So there's this infinite sort of potential space within our bodies. And also thinking about using the storage facility that there are potential spaces and spaces in in the physical world, like outside, like the storage facility, that can, have a different use. So that's a potential space to use as a gallery. And just other potential spaces that exist, like online is a potential space as well, an infinite, and definitely an infinite one. So, yeah, that's sort of definitely where the show developed from.
And what kind of works have you involved in fulfilling this curatorial vision?
Yeah, well, there are a couple of artists and their works that came to mind and we really wanted to include in the show initially. So that is definitely Sophie Takash. She is an artist based in Melbourne, and the work that we have in the show of hers is called Holstered Evert Manifold 95cc. And what Sophie's actually done is created a cast of the space inside her vagina. So that is... exemplifies that idea of a potential space and a space that we're just not used to really conceptualizing in that way. So that's a sculptural piece. It was made using the lost wax technique. So it's actually a bronze sculpture. And we also have Xanthi Dobby, who has made, there's two video works of hers in the show, a work from 2013 and then a response that she's made to that. So that's very much looking at potential spaces and the online space, also spaces in society. So that's another interesting work on that. Should I talk about a few more?
No, I was just going to dive in. So Claire, you just mentioned there only two of the selection of works that are on display. You've got video and sculpture. Why did you choose to kind of explore potential space through a wide variety of mediums?
I think it was really important, especially in terms of curating the space. We wanted to speak of the functionality of the unit itself. So to properly utilize the spaces, we've installed scaffolding. We've put some of the video works on breeze blocks. We've engaged artists who have responded directly to the spaces. So EJ Sun is a ceramicist, and she came in and installed her works herself and placed them in very considered ways around the space to activate it and engage it.
So spaces obviously comes up a lot.
We're going to say the word a lot.
Yeah. So I'm actually trying to get my head around what the actual space is. So there's mention of identical doors, so are things behind closed doors?
Totally. Okay. So you come to this old historic warehouse. It's heritage listed. It's a 1920s wool warehouse. You go through the loading you go through the loading dock, you take a lift up to the second level, you walk past rows and rows of storage spaces, you can see people's junk kind of peeking over the top. It's very mysterious. There's corridors, and eventually you get to our storage space, which is a actually beautiful space. It's light filled. It's a corner space.
So one big space?
Yeah, it's quite big. It's about, what, like 4 by 5 meters, two windows, so this light comes through, and it's kind of, I'm going to say it, it's magic.
So it's quite interesting, because what sets us apart from other exhibitions is, for me at least, that idea of you kind of go on your own journey to actually access and enter and see the works. How do you think that kind of transforms the audience experience, like from a curatorial perspective? What do you want?
Well, it sits outside of the white cube. It's not a traditional gallery. People have to be told about it. People have to find it out. And it kind of sits in this whole lineage of experimental curating. So like from the 1960s, people have been curating in weird spaces like their own houses and stuff. And I think this is something that Sydneysiders do really well. Rent is super expensive here. So arts workers and curators and artists have to find creative ways of showing their work. So you've got Cold Cuts operating in Petersham out of a garage, or you've got Emerson, which does a pop-up in an apartment in, I think it's Potts Point, every year. So it's this method of curating that sits outside of the white cube that's really interesting.
And is that something that you both as curators are conscious of and trying to break down ideals of the white cube?
Yeah, definitely. And also just looking at what spaces are available in Sydney, I feel like it's quite a shrinking amount of gallery spaces that are around, and also ones that you can afford to show in, especially, you know, when you, you know, doing this not as, you know,
backed by anyone. Yeah.
Yeah. So that definitely influenced our choice. And also I find it a really nice experience, or a really interesting sort of journey for people to take that lift up and walk through a space. And it is, it's an incredible old heritage building. It's a bit eerie. There's a lot of different people using the space for different things. So that all is a really interesting way to arrive at our storage container and have those ideas in your head as you go in. So that's another reason as well for choosing it.
And so the exhibition's already been open for a little bit of time. Have you had the pleasure of watching people interact and in like viewing that experience from as a third party?
Well, the opening was really amazing. We had like 100 people through, which I was blown away by. And it was just gorgeous. A bunch of people got lost and had to call me, and I was like, I'll come and find you. And then we brought them up, and then the way that people were interacting with the work was really good. People were sitting down and putting the headphones on to watch Locke's work. And Sophie's work, which Kathleen mentioned before, is an encounter between the invigilator and the visitor, where visitors are invited to hold the bronze, so this cast of the internal space of her vagina. So I think that kind of experiential thing is really important for the show.
100%. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining me on the show. It sounds amazing.
Our pleasure. Thanks so much for having
us. Thanks for having us. And I'll just maybe just mention all the artists that we have in the show.
Yeah, give us a list.
If there's a minute. So, yeah, just wanted to say a massive thanks to EJ Sun, Locke Nguyen, Sophie Dekash, Claire Longley, Nabila Norden, and Nick Morjowski, and to Xanthi Dolby. Thanks for being in the show. It's been great to work with you.
Amazing.